Hey, this is Tommy Victor from Prong, and you're listening to today's Boondoggle.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to this intro before the intro of our today's Boondoggle radio show. As you know, we're a veteran-owned and operated podcast, and this has been an incredibly therapeutic journey for me as a veteran that struggles with PTSD and anxiety, just getting out and talking to people. But it does cost us some money, so if you feel so obliged to donate to our GoFundMe, we have a GoFundMe under today's Boondoggle. We also have a Venmo at today's Boondoggle that you can donate to. Our anchor sponsorship at anchor.fm/today's boondoggle. Any questions, comments, suggestions, complaints, you can email us at today'sboondoggle@gmail.com. And please follow us on our social media sites at today's boondoggle on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all your social media platforms, as well as our YouTube channel, our Rumble channel, and our BitChute channel. Please follow, subscribe, comment, and download. And please consider checking out our sponsors. If you support our sponsor, Dream Nutrition, you can receive 10% off your order by using the promo code BOONDOG10 at checkout. So Dream Nutrition, they're a veteran-owned and operated company as well. So please support them and receive 10% off using the promo code BOONDOG10. Thanks for your time, and thanks for listening.
Of rock festivals in the United States. Sonic Temple Art and Music Festival returns to historic Crew Stadium with the biggest lineup ever to rock Columbus. Slipknot, Disturbed, Pantera, Limp Bizkit, Evanescence, Judas Priest, Stain, Rise Against, and the original Misfits, plus A Day to Remember, Falling in Reverse, Breaking Benjamin, 311, Sleep Token, Seether, In This Moment, Fade, Cypress Hill, Sum 41, Kerry King, Anthrax. And that's just the beginning. Over 120 bands, 4 days, and for the first time ever, a fourth stage to give you more metal, more rock, and more mayhem. May 16th through the 19th at historic Crew Stadium in Columbus, Ohio. Tickets on sale today at SonicTempleFestival.com.
Some people will go to any lengths to pop, my man. I mean pop. Like, just this past year, I resorted to deadlifting my girl's Tesla so my chassis could outshine the competition. But what's more important is nutrition. And that just blows my mind. That's why I let TNT Health put together my workout and meal plan, and everyone's seeing results now. And that's why it makes my heart soar like a hawk to share with all of today's Boondoggle fans that if you use promo code Boondoggle, you can receive 10% off your purchase at TNTHealth.com. So remember what the Macho Man says. Go to TNTHealth.com. Get some product. Use promo code Boondoggle and save. Especially if you want pythons the size that look like they come off of Skull Island.
Yeah. Now hang it up. Hang it up now. Yeah.
Listen up! Hold on to your seats! Grab your girls! Grab your beers!
What's going on? It's Tommy Beck, and you're listening to today's Boondoggle.
This is Mark Metcalf, and you are listening to today's Boondoggle with Bailey on Domain Cleveland Radio.
You are listening to today's Boondoggle with Bailey on Domain Cleveland Radio. Yes, Kato Kalin listens to this all the time.
Now here's your host, Bill Brady. Boondoggle.
Hey, what's up? It's John from Skillet, and you are listening to today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio.
Fasten your seatbelts.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle. And real quick housekeeping note, if you're watching us on YouTube or BitChute or Rumble or Odyssey, please hit that follow and subscribe button. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, Google, Apple, whatever podcast platform you utilize, please hit that follow and subscribe button so we can continue to bring you conversations like the one I'm about to bring you right now. We're talking to Mr. Kurt Dimer. How you doing, man?
Good. What's up, brother? How are you?
Good, good. I was just telling you before we went on the air, I'm jealous of the clear blue skies down there in southern Ohio. Up here by Cleveland, it's all like gloomy and gray.
Yeah, but it's nice today. It's cold though, but we'll be heading your way in a couple days. I think in between now and then, there's a little storm coming through here. So hopefully,
we had some snow last night. I woke up to this morning too. So. But we'll see. But yeah, so you'll be up here, Cleveland area this Sunday night, performing at the Winchester in Lakewood. Definitely looking forward to checking that show out. But usually when I have people on for the first time, I like to get a quick background. So do you remember originally what you want to be when you grew up?
Oh, God. Well, when I was young, I just wanted to figure out how the earth was even floating in the sky. How we even existed or where we came from. And then I thought maybe about being a veterinarian when I was young because I liked animals. And then I liked music. My parents got me piano lessons when I was like 7. So I took piano for a while. Then I got into the drums, played the drums, and just tried to get out of high school with as little effort as possible while playing in a band and just enjoying life and partying. And that's pretty much what I remember about that, and just getting to my age of 20 and quitting the band and getting my life together, and got a degree in English literature from University of Cincinnati. Ended up getting a master's degree later on when I worked for Chevron in the oil business, and got that from Webster University in St. Louis, and went and worked for other companies, and started my own oil company in 99 and got back into this a few years ago. So that's kind of a nutshell summary of how this has went. But growing up, I never thought I'd have a chance to come back and do music, which I love so much, and let alone acting now, which I didn't know I could even do. I was so nervous and anxious when I was young, but that's where it all started though.
Yeah, I was I was reading and quite an incredible story you have, and I definitely want to touch on some of the acting stuff, but who were some of your early influences of music when you were first like really caught that bug?
AC/DC, because their sound was different. His voice, Bon Scott's voice, was unique. He stayed true to his voice. I love Van Halen because they stayed true to who they were and had their own unique sound. I listened to Rush. I listened to Cheap Trick. I saw Iron Maiden before Bruce joined the band. Saw Ozzy and Randy. So right before he passed. So all those bands influenced me. I just never thought, because I had anxiety when I was young, that I'd ever be able to get on stage and perform. But I figured all that out as I grew up and got older. So here we are, man. But those were some of my early influences and what I listened to a lot of. Oh, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say Boston. I used to listen to Feeling Satisfied on my little record player. I loved that when the guitars came in. So, yeah.
Oh, all that
Cool
good stuff. And then, what was the music scene like in your area growing up?
The most influential areas. I moved around a lot because my dad was in the oil business. Every time he'd get a job, we'd have to move. So my biggest stint was in Houston, from for about 6 years, fifth grade till halfway through high school, and that's where I saw a lot of those bands. I mean, I was going to 2-3 concerts a month. That was like my my hobby, and I saw Black, you know, like I said, Black Sabbath, Van Halen. First show ever was Jackson Browne. Then I saw Charlie Daniels, man. That got the bug going. Cheap Trick, all those bands. So that period of time influenced my life because all those bands were coming through and playing at the Houston Summit or the Sam Houston Coliseum, and they just blew me away. And I said, if I can do that someday, I would love to do it. So
nice. And then you mentioned, you know, like, you know, getting into a band of your own, starting, like, where were you living at the time when you started your own band originally?
Yeah, I dabbled around in bands in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was about the time the Afghan Whigs were coming out of Cincinnati. And we play. I went to University of Cincinnati, or at least I tried to while I was playing in the band. We just played local around Clifton at, like, Sudsy Malone's and the Plaza, and that's when bands like the Red Hot Chili Peppers were coming through town and playing Bogarts. You know, it was that period of time. So, and then I met my kid's mom. I have three beautiful boys, and they're all older now. But I met their mom, and she helped me buckle down and kind of get rid of the final addictions I had, you know, drinking too much and all that stuff when I was younger. And then I made the Dean's List, got out of college. So she had me stop playing in the band. And it was probably a good decision at that point. And I said, someday, we all only live once. If I ever get a chance to do it, I'll do it again someday. But I kind of tucked away my creative side at that point and went into business.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many aspects of your story that I found inspiring, but I wanted to touch a little bit more on. I'm currently 14 years sober myself. I've struggled with, thank you. I've had a, you know, history of struggles with, you know, anxiety and PTSD from my time in service. And this is kind of therapy for me doing this podcast, getting out and talking to people. And now, like I said, you know, going to meetings, being in recovery. So I relate to a little bit of your story, but do you mind sharing a little bit more about, you know, the past and when you settled down and made the turnaround?
Yeah. Well, here was the problem. First and foremost, thank you for your service. Too many people take what you have done and do for our country for granted. So thank you for your service. But back in the day, when I was young, I would get panic attacks. I'd have anxiety. I would get so nervous. I'd have heart palpitations, all that stuff when I was young, and I didn't know what it was. And I was self-medicating, you know, with drugs like marijuana. I did cocaine, drank a lot, started drinking beer young. Because it made me feel better. But I knew there was an underlying problem, but I was too young at that point to figure it out. And as I grew older, it got worse in my 20s. When I got into the real world after, you know, quitting doing all those drugs, I was pretty much just drinking and trying to not smoke much cigarettes. And it just kept getting worse, and the panic attacks would get worse. So I started going and finding resources to try to figure out what was wrong, because talking to counselors wasn't helping or anything like that, or psychologists and whatnot. That was just Band-Aid shit. And I finally figured out my brain didn't make serotonin naturally like most human beings do. And I went to my doctor myself in my early 30s, and I just told him, I'm like, I know exactly what's wrong with me. I've been dealing with this half my life or longer, and self-medicating, and I need a serotonin uptake inhibitor where it puts serotonin, helps my brain make the serotonin. And that was in the late 90s, and changed my whole life, and that's exactly what it was. I just, you know, I needed an uptake inhibitor, and I take a half of one of those a day, and a bare aspirin. That's the only medication I've ever taken my whole life.
Nice. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing that, because not a lot of people like to talk, you know, about, you know, there's a stigma now with mental health, especially, you know, I have a lot of veterans on here, you know, we, you know, try to be open with, you know, the struggle with PTSD and mental health, and
stuff like that, because it's like the only way we can start, you know, quit losing people is by talking about it first and foremost, you know. So I appreciate you, you know, sharing your journey on here.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed of it. You know, when you have that panic disorder, and you've probably had this, and you're around people, you think they're looking at you in a weird way, and you think they notice that you're having a panic attack, and that makes it even worse. And I just want people to be strong, realize you can fight through it. Don't give up. I didn't give up. I mean, I easily could off myself, you know, when I was going, because it's terrible. It's like the feeling of death all the time when you have these panic attacks. And go do talk to your doctor and find out if your brain makes serotonin, and it'll change your life and make it normal again. So don't give up. And I'm a huge advocate of that. So, and I'm here to help any of you at any time. Just listen to our music. Come out and see me. I'm happy to talk to any of you anytime.
Awesome, Kurt. Yeah, I, you know, for me, my journey was a little different, you know, because I found like a bunch of like a lot of holistic ways too to kind of deal with some of the things that, like, you know, a lot of mine was like trauma related, you know, so it's like you compartmentalize stuff. And then, you know, I found, you know, like things like hypnotherapy and float tanks. And, you know, I've done the gambit of things of just silencing my mind and getting to the core. Cause like you said, you know, going and talking to people and throwing a Band-Aid on things, you know, doesn't really treat the underlying issues. Getting to the root causes of stuff is how, you know, we can finally start turning around. And like I said, my continued therapy is like, you know, I mean, I go to meetings, I still do, you know, self-care, and, you know, I do this podcast, and it's more, you know, it's selfish because it's like, it helps me get out of my shell. But, you know, I also get to talk to good people like you to share a message, you know, with others, you know.
No, it's good for you, man. It's, I mean, you know, when you can go from one point, I remember vividly one day when my kids were young and my anxiety was at its peak. We were taking our kids to church when they were young, and I was going to be an usher, you know, do the offering plate thing. And I couldn't even walk in the church. I was so fucking nervous, and I just had to not do it. And to go from that point, low point in life, when we all got to hit rock bottom to reach our fullest potential. And to go from that low point to now walking on stage and playing in front of thousands of people, I hope that gives people encouragement that you can figure out what's wrong and you can live your dreams. You just got to get to the root of it and then keep fighting and go forward. Cause I seriously could not walk into the church that day. And now I go on stage and I can't wait to be in front of all those people. So it's crazy, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. And yeah, like I said, I'm reading your story. That was some stuff I definitely wanted to tackle with you because it is so inspirational. And I think, you know, getting that out and letting more people hear it, definitely helps. Well, I know some of the other things that caught my eye too is, you know, and I hope I'm not like bouncing all over kind of your timeline, but you did mention a little bit of acting, and I'm a big horror movie fan. And yes. I had read that, you know, you actually had a role in the Halloween movie and you got killed by Michael Myers or something, or.
Yeah. I never thought I'd be into acting again. Back in the day, why would anxiety boy want to get in front of a camera, you know, it, let alone in front of a person in a meeting back then? And that, so, you know, I had started my oil brand Starfire and my company Coolants Plus back in 99 above my garage, and now it's runs itself and we're all over the world. And part of our campaign of growing our brand, we would put our product in movies. So, and get, you know, how you kind of see like in Fast and Furious, maybe a drum of oil or whatever. And all the products are lubricants. So we were putting our product into this movie, Trading Paint, and putting our logo on the back of the racer's jacket, you know, Starfire. And in order for us to do that, I said, well, I want to have a cameo in that where I come down and present the winner's check to, you know, the winner of the race in the movie, not a speaking role or anything. Yeah. So that was the agreement. And I went down there. Next thing you know, I'm getting offered a role as the track announcer. And I end up learning my lines, and I end up acting in the movie with Toby Sebastian from Game of Thrones. John Travolta and I are planning out my scene at the end. It's the very last scene of the movie. And I get into that movie, and then about 2 months later, I get the role of the teller at the gas station for the 2018 Halloween movie. And we had put our product in there, and I get the role to be killed by Michael Myers as the teller with the speaking line. So nice. I'm in the 2018 Halloween. I'm sure you've seen it if you're a horror fan.
Oh, yeah, huge horror fan and a huge Halloween, you know.
Yeah, the teeth came out of my mouth, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the guy laying there dead on the counter, the bald guy.
Yeah, so, and then he drops the teeth under the bathroom stall.
Yeah.
I love it.
I get into that, and I'm sitting at the gas station, you know, with this prosthetic all over my face all day, covered in a towel because we're out in public, and I'm there with James Jude Courtney, and we're just sitting, you know, who plays Michael Myers, and I'm just sitting in the gas station, the store with them while we're in between shots, and just thinking I'm going to do my own horror franchise, and I want to act more. I don't just want these one line parts and all that, because I'm kind of a crazy ass fuck, you know, and so I end up calling my buddy Kevin Wayne in Alabama, and he had an idea for a movie called Hellbilly Hollow that actually would be shot at a horror attraction called Hellbilly Hollow. So the next thing you know, we're writing and putting our ideas together. You got a writer to write it, and we're shooting Hellbilly Hollow in March of that next year. And that hasn't come out yet, but it's coming, and I star in that as Bull, and Kevin Wayne plays Tickles, my brother, and we're just crazy ass psycho fucks. And I got that in the can, so that'll be coming out. But this March of this year, I just shot another movie called Scared to Death with Lynn Shay and Bill Moseley. Lynn Shay from Insidious, and Bill Moseley, you know, and Something About Mary, and all those Kingpin, and Bill Moseley from Devil's Rejects, who's one of my idols, let alone now I star alongside him in this horror movie coming out, and that's coming. So, and we got more movies in the works, so acting career is just ramping up right now. But we'll have two movies that you'll be able to fucking enjoy, man, being a horror fan, coming out starring Kurt Dimmer here in 2024-2025. So
yeah, I'm pretty stoked. I was reading about the, and I was going to ask about the Hellbilly Hollow. Now, you know, is there any kind of like spoiler-free like plot kind of you can give
well,
us?
Well, I mean, yeah, it kind of tells that it's kind of an origin movie. It's kind of like the original Halloween, if you will, where it kind of introduces you to this horror duo of Bull and Tickles. And if you come to Hellbilly Hollow to have a good time, you piss Bull off, there's a good chance you're not going to be leaving Hellbilly Hollow, you know. And not that you've done anything wrong by coming there. He's a nut, and his brother does whatever he tells him to do. And his brother can only communicate with Bull because he doesn't talk. So that gives you a little bit of a plot.
We
move on, and Hellbilly Hollow 2 is already written, and that'll take you back to our roots, kind of where we came from and how we ended up at Hellbilly Hollow in the first place. So
nice. And where you had mentioned, you know, I mean, right now you're down in Cincinnati, you do spend time out in LA and then Michigan area. Where is the majority of the filming and stuff taking place?
We shot Scared to Death out in Altadena, California, which is near Pasadena. We shot Hellbilly Hollow in Alabama at the actual Hellbilly Hollow in Benson, Alabama. Most of my music I create with Chris Lord-Alge out at Mix LA, out in LA. Also, my manager is Brian Wheat from Tesla, and so we do stuff up in his studio in New York as well. In fact, we're getting ready to go out and do a bunch of shows with Tesla in addition to our headlining shows. So that's my manager. So I spend time between New York, LA, Michigan, Ohio, on a tour bus everywhere. I just pretty much am on the road all the time creating, depending on where I have to go to create. So,
and what's great is what you were saying is like you got your business to a place where it just kind of runs itself now, and you have that you're able to go do all these things. Then
I'm very blessed. I worked my ass off for 20 years building the company from nothing. I was the only one at the beginning, you know, that got it going. I was blessed to meet the Darren Ward, who runs my companies now, and I can having someone I can trust, who's my great friend, and who, you know, was able to learn the business by coming. He came from a totally different industry, and he's just doing a phenomenal job. And all that sweat equity I put in at the beginning, and all that risk I took, all paid off, and I feel very blessed. Now I can go create and entertain folks and do things I love to do, share my message with others, you know, do what I can to help veterans. I believe the more you give, the more you get in life. And I've only just begun. And as I, you know, become bigger and more well-known, I hope to help more people and share, you know, exactly what I've done in my life all over the world. So.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Yeah, I agree. You know, it's like the flow state, you know, to receive, you got to give, you know, and
if you're just always taking, you're, what kind of life is that? You know, the more you give to help others, the more will come back to you. And
I've always
lived that way. And I'm a big giver, and I like to help people, you know, hand to hand. I don't like to necessarily give money to these big organizations that you never know where the money's going to. I like to help people, you know, in real life. You give us good service at a restaurant, you might get a big surprise, you know, tip, because you're working your ass off to take care of your kids or your family or just survive in this world. And I like to help veterans. I like to help animals that are abused. I mean, any of that kind of stuff. You just got to find ways to help locally and make it hand to hand. It's more personal that way, and you know you're making a difference.
Exactly. I've learned as I've on my journey with this podcast, I interview a lot of veterans from there was a lot of organizations that had helped me along the way in my healing. So I've had a lot of those veterans on, and then I learn about other organizations, and a lot of guys getting out, they don't know, they just know the VA. You know, they don't know all these other options out there. So I try and give them a platform on here to, you know, and you find out which ones, like there's, you know, the ones that, you know, I don't want to throw any under the bus, but there's a lot out there that, you know, they get a lot of coverage, but then when you look at the books, how much is really going to helping, you know,
right,
veteran exactly. Stuff. It's like, like you said, I like to do give the outlet to the smaller ones that, you know, where it's going and what they're doing, you know?
Yeah. And if you guys, you and any of your friends, I think you're coming to the show Sunday, right?
Yeah. Shauna's got me, you know, covered, and I definitely looking forward to meeting you. So,
and if you got any veteran friends that want to come that, you know, can't, you know, I can help get into the show. I'm happy to do that. And, just let me know the names, and, I'll either buy them tickets or do whatever, because I'd love for them to be able to come out and enjoy an evening and rock out with us.
Awesome. Man, yeah, it sounds good. I'll make
let
sure
Sean,
I'll
yeah, let Sean know. Yeah.
And I wanted to also talk about, you know, going back to the Hellbilly Hollow, your single Doom is is featured in that, correct?
Yeah, it's the big scene at the end of the movie. It's kind of like, remember the Devil's Rejects, your Leonard Skinner song, why they're getting blown in the car, shot at in the car. It's that slow-mo walk-away scene, and yet we needed a song for the movie. And, you know, we talked about addiction and all that, and it's very prevalent all over the world, all the different types of ways people get addicted, heroin being one of them, and whatever else, even pills or whatever, prescription drugs. And, you know, Doom is such a prevalent thing in horror movies, because there's usually some kind of bad ending, which is Doom. But then I wanted to also write a song about drug addiction and the Doom that people face in life. but because of that. And if that can help anybody, you know, by pointing that out or bringing awareness to it, I wanted to do that, even though I was writing it for a horror movie. So I kind of had an underlying message in there.
Nice. And then you already touched on your relationship with Tesla, but how did that come together for you originally?
Well, we had done a run on early 2022 with Yngwie Malmsteen. We'd finished that run, and it came to be during that we got, or a month or two after that, Tesla was doing like six shows down in Texas, finishing in New Orleans, and they were looking for an opener, and we're like direct support, and like, hell yeah. I mean, I would definitely want to play with Tesla. And there was a good fit, we felt, for our vibe. And so we did these runs, some very nice venues, House of Blues, and some big theaters and auditoriums and whatnot. And we were in Midland, Texas, and I was just sitting out in my chair having a smoke, and Brian Wheat walked by, and I hadn't talked to him the first couple shows. He's the bass player at Tesla. And he just doesn't talk to anybody. And he came up and said, I really dig your vibe and your sound. You sound like my side project. I can't remember what my side project. I'm drawing a blank on what it's Soul Motor. I can't remember. I'm sorry, Brian. I'll remember it as soon as we're done. But anyways, he sounded a lot like his side project, and I'm like, cool. And he was playing it for me, and then we just talked. And you know, he started Tesla with Frank and Jeff and the garage in Sacramento as kids, and built it from nothing, which I can relate to. I built my company from above my garage before I got back into music, and I was kind of bouncing around out in LA trying to figure out who was real, who wasn't, who really wanted to help advance my career. And I had management at the time, it was doing a great job, but I just felt like I needed a little bit of a change and direction, and it just needed to do some tweaking. And I called Brian and just asked him if he would ever entertain that, and he liked me a lot and liked my vibe, and we hit it off, and we decided to work together. So that's kind of how that all went down. And now we've been together over a year.
Nice. And then, you know, I like we've already mentioned, you're going to be playing here this Sunday up at the Winchester, but like, let's talk a little bit about your live show. I mean, we know your background with like not being, you know, with the anxiety back in the day, not being able to walk into the church, but now it's like you take that stage. What can fans expect, you know, or what could they look forward to from a live performance at your
a band like One's they probably haven't ever seen before. I stay true to my voice. I have a unique voice. I don't try to do things I can't do with my voice. I mean, I've only been back in this like 3 years now, and now we've been touring, you know, for 2 years. It's been 2 years now with Tesla, Yngwie, Jeff Tate. So now we're finally getting to headline because of that hard work. And we're so excited. You'll get a 75-minute set of rock and roll. I will lose my shit on stage. I'm crazy. I'm the most chill dude that you'll meet me after at the merch booth. I'm the most chill, laid-back, quiet, spoken guy. But when I get on stage, I turn into a whole different person, kind of like I do in the movies. And it
just
gets
not full bowl.
Yeah. It's just rock and roll, man. Like it's like when I went to see Van Halen and I didn't know what to expect back in the day, and they were just playing one tune after another that just kicked ass. And that's what people say when they come up to me after the show. It's like, never heard of you before. What different sounding great rock and roll. You're like just bringing rock and roll back the way it was. And that's what you can expect. High energy. We're going to honor our veterans with our song Hero. Which we play at every show, and now that we can headline, like I've been telling everybody, now we have even more goodies on the stage instead of just trying to fit in the spot we're given. So I can't wait for that. So now we have our own show that we're putting on these headline shows. And we'll be putting on the same thing at the Tesla shows as well, because it's just us and Tesla.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely looking forward to it Sunday.
And you know, and I'll let you know and all your listeners know on this tour, our Be Kind Tour 2024, I'll be bringing the Halloween kill scene pic of me on the counter and signing those for all the horror fans. So make sure you're at the show and meet up with us afterwards. And I always meet with the fans as long as they want me to. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. I'll definitely be there. I want to make sure I get a picture with you and everything.
Yeah, man.
But so, you know, before we get ready and wrap up, I want to ask you a couple of the questions I normally ask guests that I have on.
Okay.
You mentioned a lot of your early influences, but who would you say are your, like, top three musical artists?
Top three musical artists. Johnny Cash. Led Zeppelin. Let me pick one from the reggae world, because I love reggae music. Stick Figure.
Nice. And then what was the last book you've read?
The last book I read in full. That's a good question, man. Probably The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale.
Nice. I got that in my library. It's been part of my journey as well.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man. And then what class do you feel should be mandatory before graduating high school today?
What class? I didn't even want to go to high school. So I don't, common sense.
Yeah.
They need to create a class and call it common sense, because I don't think nobody's graduating with common sense anymore, or they're not given the tools to figure out how to even survive a day in life. So that would be my class.
I agree. And then, there was a, I'm drawing a blank myself. Oh, Thomas Paine wrote a book called Common Sense. Maybe they should do that, bring that back too.
Yeah, to study that book. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, Brian's side project band, Soul Motor. So I knew I'd remember that.
All right, cool. We got it. Sorry, we got it, Brian. I got that right. It's safe. And then, yeah,
it's common sense, man. Or, you know, even The Power of Positive Thinking. I mean, you could teach that to kids in school. Or the book that taught me how to start my own companies and how to succeed in life, and how you have to hit rock bottom to bounce back, was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I highly recommend that book. That was my blueprint to starting my own company. So
another one I have in my library. I've got to encourage, try and encourage my kids to, you know, pick up some of those, check them out, you know.
I got all my boys a copy of Think and Grow Rich. I don't know if they ever read it, but at least I gave them the opportunity. So
exactly. And then who are three people who have inspired you and you can credit for making you the person you are today?
Well, first and foremost, my dad. And you can see my dad on YouTube, but he died in 16. And I wrote a song called My Dad for him, which we'll be playing live eventually. But there is a video on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, at Kurt Dimer. So that's number one. He taught me how to always take the high road, how to be kind, and just how to treat people. And always had my back no matter what, even if I was doing drugs or whatever. He was always there for me. Second person would be my grandma, who lived to be 106, who would do anything for me. I was her first grandchild. She influenced me, gave me strength that I needed. She wasn't afraid of the world. For Christ, she only died because we couldn't go visit her during COVID, which was absolutely pathetic. But I won't go there. So that would be the second biggest influence. And then third, take it away, don't go into the family, be Michael Jordan. I finished high school in Chicago, and I'm a very competitive guy, and just his competitive nature and how he refused to lose and always wanted to succeed in life has left a big impression on me as I started my businesses and whatnot, that there isn't anything you can't do. And it was more that his competitive nature, and that's what made him so great.
Yeah, I agree. And then are there any causes or organizations that you support and encourage others to check out?
Yeah, my sister passed of ovarian cancer in 13, 3 years before my dad passed in 16. And I grew up in a family of four, so now it's just me and mom. My mom's 86, God bless her. But we started a foundation in my sister's name called the L, capital L Foundation. It's lfoundation.com. We take donations on there, and then I make sure that my niece, her daughter Jade, who's also in music, she's going to Full Sail down in Orlando in Winter Park, Florida, going to be an engineer, and she's a musician as well. We donate money to St. Jude's to help kids with cancer through the L Foundation. I also do scholarships in her name at our high school that we went to in Chicago, and we give two of those away a year through my company, Starfire. And like I said, as far as other charities and whatnot, it's just who I think needs help if a tragedy happens. Here's an example. Like the night I got into trading paint, that movie, which changed my life, and here we are today, that was that night in September of 17. I can't remember the exact date. But that night I was with my driver heading back up to Cincinnati because I had to go back to work. You know, I'm still in the company at that point. And I was reading on one of the news apps that this girl had passed away over in England from a poor family from chewing on her hair and got a stomach infection. And she died at like 14 years old. And the family had a GoFundMe page set up to pay for her funeral expenses. I just paid off the whole balance of what was left, what was needed, because I didn't need that money for being in the movie. I knew I was going to get paid a certain amount, and I just gave it to that family all the way over in England and changed their life and helped them put their poor daughter who passed away of that infection to rest. And that's the kind of, you know, donating I do and helping families directly, which, you know, go out, walk out of your house today, any of you, and just help a neighbor, help the elderly, help your veterans. I give to veteran stuff, or I would love to start doing shows that for veterans all over the country and not charge at all for them to come to the shows. So that's the way I give. And I encourage everybody to check out the L Foundation if you want to help kids with cancer directly through my sister's memory.
Nice. And then what would favorite toy as a child?
Favorite toy as a child? God, there were so many. I like that. What was it called? I would say Lincoln Logs in the plastic army men. I would build Lincoln log forts and shit. And they occupied a lot of time, and then I'd blow up the little plastic soldiers with shit. So Lincoln Logs with the plastic soldiers.
Awesome. And then speaking of,
I also like Birdie Bird too. Remember Birdie Bird, the little helicopter that you flew around on the pole?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice.
And I like that thing that would kick field goals, where you just pound the head of the football player and would kick field goals. I like that too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, speaking of our military members, any message you have for our current military members currently serving overseas?
Yeah, I check out my song Hero on YouTube, and you'll know plain as day how much I thank you for your service, for your sacrifice, even your families back home, the sacrifice they make to, that when you're gone, I mean, people take you for granted, and it should never happen. And I'm sorry for that, because I know without you, I couldn't be in Lakewood, Ohio this Sunday night, rocking out for any veterans that can make it out, or all you folks that can make it out to the show. And we need to honor our veterans and realize the sacrifice they make so that we can have a normal as possible life in this crazy world. And that goes for first responders, you know, anybody like our firefighters, our police, anybody who helps us try to live safe in this crazy world that sacrifice their lives as well. We cannot take all these people for granted. And I feel very strongly about that. And even the frontline workers, you know, during the COVID and all that, the people that make our days as convenient as possible. So we need to appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you overseas. Please be safe. And thank you for your courage and for protecting us. It means a lot to me. And check out the song Hero. Let's spread that all over the world, because you guys are true heroes and women, all of you that are fighting.
Man, Kurt, thank you so much. It was awesome getting to talk to you on here, and I'm looking forward to talking to you in person on Sunday.
Yeah, we're having a good time, brother, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna hit Shauna up, and then you know maybe try and get out there early or whatever,
if you get any veterans or anybody who wants to hang or whatever, just to kind of let her know what the deal is, and I'm happy to help and. We'll get them into the show.
Awesome, man. I appreciate that so much. And then for any the fans out there, or people listening that might be new to hearing about you through this interview, want to know more and support you, where would you send them?
Yeah, it's Kurt, K-U-R-T, Dimer, D-E-I-M-E-R. Go to kurtdimer.com. You can always find all our info on there. You'll be able to buy merch there. Our new double debut album is coming out here in a couple months. We'll be available there, and hopefully we'll have record store chains or locations around the country that'll have it as well listed there. Go to at Kurt Dimer on Facebook. Follow me there. Follow me on the Kurt Dimer Fam Club on Facebook, F-A-M as in family. On Instagram at Kurt Dimer, on X at Kurt Dimer, on YouTube, Kurt Dimer. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Spotify, follow me there. Check out our music, spread the word. And we're on Apple, Amazon, anywhere you stream music. So, and you can buy our CDs online as well. And of course, we'll have a big merch booth up in Lakewood and all the venues that we go to. And me and all the guys are happy to meet everybody and sign. You don't have to sign up for a meet and greet or anything. You're just going to meet. We're going to meet you no matter what. And thank you for being there. And again, remember, I'll have my Halloween photos with me for you horror fans that collect that kind of stuff. And I'm happy to sign those as well. So
nice. Yeah, I'll definitely get one of those from you.
But everything's Kurt Dimer. You can Google my name and you'll find all kinds of shit. So just follow me everywhere and spread the word, because that's what all to be able to headline, that's what everybody looks at. They look at how many followers you have, and they got to be real followers. And it takes a village to build this thing. And we've been grinding this out for 2 years, and now we're finally getting a headline, and we want to headline the biggest arenas in the world. So let's just keep the momentum going, and we can't wait to see you guys Sunday night in Lakewood.
Awesome, Kurt, man. Sounds great. And then, before I let you go, I got one last favor to ask you.
Yeah, brother.
You mind cutting a promo ID for the show? Just introduce yourself, and you're listening to Today's Boondoggle.
Today's Boondoggle, right? Okay.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? It's Kurt Dimer, and you're listening to Today's Boondoggle. Peace and love.
Awesome. Kurt, man, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure getting to talk with you, and looking forward to talking to you more on Sunday, man. Appreciate everything you do and sharing your story.
Well, let's do that. Well, thank you, man. And I, without folks like you, I couldn't be where I'm at today and on this journey. And I appreciate you helping spread the word for people to get to know who Kurt Dimer is and what his music and his movies are all about. And I can't wait to see you on Sunday. Peace and love to everybody out there. And I look forward to meeting all of you as well.
Awesome, man. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much, man. Let's do it again.
Here at today's Boondoggle, and the name is Dream Nutrition. So if you're looking to empower your human vitality, well, then you come to the right place. With over 12 years of combined experience in cannabinoids and terpene products, Dream Nutrition products include CBD oils, patches, proteins, and so much more. The endocannabinoid system is believed to have involvement in regulating physiological and cognitive processes, including the immune system, appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and in mediating the pharmacological effects of cannabis. Support this veteran-owned and operated company today, and today's Boondoggle fans will receive 10% off their orders when using the promo code BOONDOG10 at checkout. That's BOONDOG10 at checkout. So go to the link. That's dreamnutrition.com/discount /boondog10. And remember, dream is not spelled like Dream Daddy. It's spelled D-R-E-E-M. And start saving today because you deserve to feel your best. And you know that's right. So tell them Dream Daddy and your brand from Today's Boondoggle sent you.
Thank you for listening once again to Today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please be sure to check out our website, domaincle.com or todaysboondoggle.com for more shows and check out our archives. Follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. And please support us on www.anchor.fm/todaysboondoggle, as well as on our GoFundMe and Venmo. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms out there. Please email us with any questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Leave us some 5-star reviews and help spread the word. Thanks again for listening.
For tuning into this week's Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news and information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for supporting, sharing, and tuning into Today's Boondoggle.